The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Tough Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Tough Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet, and we are holding on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beit at the word Gufa, one-fifth of the way up. Gufa. So we had been speaking earlier about the din of Madlikim Bepat V'Shemen Shel Truma Shenitmeit, that it's mutter to use as a fuel Truma Temea. So if you have oil or you have bread, you're allowed to use it to burn. Abai Amar Mishmei Dechizkiya V'Rav Amar Devei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marat Amar Rav Huna, that this is not true in all cases. It's dafka a case where we're talking about bread. So bread, it is possible to use in a way that you can make it unsuitable for eating. Let's say you take the bread and you throw it into your wood pile. It's filthy at that point. You're never going to eat it. So you don't have to worry that somebody's going to come to eat the truma tamea. But if you have, let's say, chitim, then chitim, there's nothing you could do to make chitim inedible. And what are you going to do with it? Throw it in the wood pile? So you'll sweep it up and you'll wash it off and you'll use it. Therefore, you can't burn chitim, because if you're going to keep it in your wood pile, then shema yavo bahen lidei takala. If somebody gets hungry, it's, oh, look, we have a little bit of extra wheat, so we use that, and we can always clean it. And therefore, you cannot keep truma tamea around to burn. The only thing you could do is you could take truma tamea ma'us. So oil, it's easy. Oil, you put it in a filthy container. That's a normal klicheris. Makes the oil stink. You don't want to eat that. So you'd never eat it. You'd only use it for fuel. And the same thing is true. It's possible to put bread into your woodpile. But things that you'd always be able to rescue, we don't allow you to use. Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, even chitim. It seems to be pretty well agreed that we don't allow things to be kept around for a long time that could end up causing a takala. Well, we're going to see elsewhere that Rabbi Ashi responded to a similar case by explaining that chitim, once they're boiled up for a long time, then if you throw them into the woodpile, they're never going to be recoverable. So that's what it's talking about. It's talking about shlikata. They were boiled. Umiyasata. And then you made them disgusting. So the same way, we'll see what that case was, but the same way he said it over there, undoubtedly, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. He wasn't arguing in the same context. He was saying, there are cases where chitim are actually mutter. The reason, however, that the shitot that we just brought, like Rav Huna, why does he say that? No, chitim remain aser. Because he says, look, it takes time to do that, doesn't it? I mean, in other words, you're saying you can always make it into something that's ma'us, but it takes a long time to make it into something that's ma'us. So you're going to be sitting over there boiling a pot of cereal? That's great. So someone will come and eat it, basically. You know, so you made some Wheaties. So therefore, it's also, according to him, even as the interim steps necessary, already could be atili de takala. Now, by the way, you said, as Rav Ashi said elsewhere. Where was that elsewhere? Hey, Itamar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was talking about a case where Rav Avin bar Rav Acha Amar Rav Yitzchak. He said over there was a case that Abba Shaul. Now, Abba Shaul used to work as the Gabal of Beit Rabbi. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and very makbid. Rebbe wouldn't allow other people's thumb to make the dough because he was very makbid at eating chulin b'tayros. He couldn't have an Amoritz around, obviously. So what he would do, he would have Abba Shaul make the dough. That's a Gabal. And that way he could be sure that all of his things were tahor. Now, the way that he used the warm water, how did he get warm water, which you need in order to make the dough in a way that it rises? He would warm it by using fuel of chitim of truma tmeya. And here it says chitim, not pat. So he would use chitim of truma tmeya. He would be mechamin, mechamin, lalushba isa betahara. Even though, wow, he said, wouldn't he be really careful not to use tamei stuff? No. It's not a fetish. I mean, he's not using tamei stuff in a way that would come in contact with anything that could be mechamin the isa. What's the problem of using under the water boiler, using truma tmeya? It's not a problem. But wait a minute. Amai, is there another problem? Did we not say that we're worried about leaving truma around? And that's where Rav Ashi explained. And Rav Ashi, he didn't use normal chitim, he used chitim that had been ruined by being shlikata and then thrown into the pile of coal that was underneath the heater. There, it became most, nobody would eat it. Abaye Baravim and Rav Chanina Baravim learned Mesechet Trumot in Rabba's Beit HaMidrash. They were feeling pretty good about themselves. You know, we finally got this Mesechet really straight, got all the Pshatim of Rabba. Great. Anyway, they're walking along smiling, and they meet Rabba Bar Matna. And Rabba Bar Matna had some nasty plans, and he did not think that they do a good job on Trumas and Rabba's Beit HaMidrash. And he actually would have preferred them to come to his Beit HaMidrash, and where we would learn those. We'll see where he was learning. So he looks at them and says, oh my goodness, so tell me, some, let me hear a nice Chiddush that you said by Besad Trumot, you know? Mayam Ritter Betrumot to Beimar, you were learning by Rabba. So they said, hold on a minute, what do you mean, what did we learn? I mean, you got a year? Obviously you've got something in mind. Probably something is troubling you. Tell us, dear sir, what's your problem? And we'll explain it to you. This whole thing has been very carefully planned out. So what's your problem? Well, the truth is I've had this long-term problem I was hoping you could help me with. I never understood the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtilei Trumot Shenitma'u. If you had plantlings that you were going to, you planted of Truma, okay, and they became Tomei before you planted them. Okay, then you went ahead and planted them anyway. Let's say some spuds of something, you know, became tame, because then they were royal achila, and then you planted them in the ground. So the din is, we have a concept called zri'ah. When you plant something, it becomes tahor. In exactly the same way that something which is bought to a mikvah, let's say you take water, you can't be teva food, but you can connect the water that is tame back to the water of the world. And then it becomes, you know, it's like your Zorea, it becomes the mikveh. It doesn't become tovel in the mikveh. And the same thing is true when you make something part of the earth by allowing it to become, actually, you take root. At that moment, it loses any of its tumah, it's no longer a separate entity. So they become tar milatameh. But, nonetheless, they're usher to eat. I never understood that. How could they be usher to eat? V'chimi acher to tarin milatameh. Why would they be usher to eat? Omrulay, let us set your mind at ease about that. Rabba actually gave a shir on that Mishnah, and what he explained was that when the Mishnah says it's usher, it doesn't mean it's usher for a kohen to eat. It means it's usher for a non-kohen to eat. Oh, I thought of that too, he said, but what's the chiddush? I mean, is the chiddush gidulei truma truma? That just because something was once truma, and now that it grows additional parts, doesn't mean the new parts aren't truma, even the new parts are truma. Is that the chiddush? Everybody knows that. Tanina. I mean, that's it says beferish in the Mishnah. It says gidulei truma truma. How could that be the point of this Mishnah? I know what you probably meant, that it's not referring to gidule truma, it probably is referring to gidule of gidulim. Gidule of gidulim, the way Rashi understands it, although most of Shemim don't understand, they understand gidule gidulim as meaning you took something that grew from gidule truma, you planted it. Rashi doesn't like that shot because it doesn't fit into the mission of your shtile truma. Rashi understands gidule gidulim mean when something grows that had already been growing, and now it continues to grow. And then you add like a potato. Yeah, and it keeps growing. That's gidulei truma. Gidulei gidulim is when something buds off from it and grows. It's all part of the same plant. So it's called gidulei gidulim. Now that makes sense for shtilim. See, whatever spuds you had, you planted, they continue to grow, and then they put out new growth. The new growth is gidulei gidulim. Maybe that was what your understanding is of the Chiddush, and the Chiddush would be, of course, my Kamashmalan, that in something where ain Zar Okala, where Zar Okala? Zar Okala means you have a seed and the seed completely disintegrates. So let's say you have wheat. There's nothing left of the wheat seed after the plant grows. But if you're planting a potato or something, obviously it just continues to grow out. So in something like that, the din is that Gidula Gidulim are also Truma. No, that doesn't work either, because that true, too, it says Beferish, Hanami Tanina, in the same Mishnah it says, Hatevel, Gidulav Mutarim, B'davar Shazar Okala. That's the same Hatevel. It's the same idea, basically. You had a agricultural product that was usher to eat. Okay, the first part was usher to eat because it's Truma. Here it's usher to eat because it's Tevel. But the point is you plant it, okay? So if it's referring to the type of seed, let's say a wheat seed, you planted it, the wheat grows, the seed disappears. It says that it's mutter. Okay, but what does that tell you? But if the seed does not disappear, anything that grows from it, so, I mean, why would it be any different vis-a-vis the truma? Of course it would have a dinner of truma. If the only chiddush that your Rosh Hashiva taught you was that it means it's also zorim, but it's really mutter, I fail to see what the chiddush is. Gosh. Ishtiku, that shut them up. At which point they began to suspect that maybe this whole thing was a setup. And so you gingerly ask, well, did you have a friend? Minish Mielacha Baha? Did you maybe hear something about this? Amala said, well, actually, I did hear it here from my Rosh Hashira.
That's what
Tosfos said,
though.
Yeah, this is difficult. It's Bukham Teshaltera. That's what it's all about.
No,
it's part of the tactics of war, you know. You get somebody to think he's all okay, and then it comes as a bigger shock, and then he lets go of his pshat, and you have to first shut him up before you can rebuild him, you know. So, but Rebsheche says, it's not like you understood it, that Asurim means Asurim Lazarim. Rav Sheshi says this is a brilliant new halacha. It's an earth-shattering new halacha. It means it's Osriva de Kohanim. Oh, wow. Why would it be Osriva de Kohanim? Aha. Because since you planted it, at the moment that you planted it, it became Nifsal de Hesachada. That's why. So if you no longer plan on eating it, there is a new psul, which we're going to see. He understands as a psul haguf. Anything of Kedusha that you are no longer concentrating on and it's not part of your consciousness becomes possible. Now, there's two ways of understanding it, as we're going to see. The simple way of understanding it is that if you're not being careful with it, then maybe it became tummy. Now, that wouldn't make sense over here because we're talking about Zriya. But I am saying that the meaning of the Mishnah is that there is a new psul called non-consciousness, which is an amazing Kaddish. And that becomes a psul haguf, because the meaning of something that is kodesh, we've seen this all along in terms of psul of pigul and so on, that your consciousness is basically the quantum area of Torah, in which the observer's consciousness is part of the ikar din of the thing itself, so that if your intent is a wrong space or a wrong time, it becomes nifsa. Well, there's a new psul, which is non-consciousness itself is a psul. So the moment that you thought you're not going to be eating this, it's not out of sight, out of mind, basically. Out of mind cannot maintain its kedusha, and therefore it's gone. Now, wait a minute, but we will see in a moment. There is a Mandi Omar who agrees with this and would say that Hesach Hadas is a new actual psul in the physical thing, like the Trum or the Kodesh, that should have been in your consciousness and isn't. So, okay, so then that makes sense over here. But if Hesach Hadas is only a psul of Tuma, then, I mean, no, that's absurd. Because then, if it's only because of a shash of Tuma, I mean, what we're talking about over here, of course, is the whole point was you were Zorea. They can't possibly be a psul of Tuma. Deitman. What machlokes am I referring to? I'm referring to the following. Deitman. Hesach Hadat, Rabbi Yochanan says, that is a psul of a shash tumav. And Rish Lakish says, no, it's not. It's a whole new world of a psul aguf. Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's a psul tumav, that would mean that if I could find out, theoretically, let's say, Eliyanovi himself would show up and say, look, I could tell you, no tuma ever came in touch with this, so don't worry about it. So according to this, we would listen to him if it's a psul tuma. But Rish Lakish says, "What is? Who cares? I never said it became tummy. I said it was unconscious kedusha, and therefore it's not kedusha anymore. It's ruined. So if it's psul aguf, in Feliyah, and Avi says, oh, don't worry about it, it's tar. So who cares if it's tar? Ain't shomim lo. It's not usable. Eitvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish from the following halacha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Lul katan haya ben kevish lemizbeach. There was a small space where you could actually put things on the ground between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, towards the west of the Kevesh, towards the Heichal. And that was a special place where they would throw all of the psulim of Chatata'ov, which they would wait until after to Ubar Tzuratan, after it would become Notar, and then they would take it to the Beit HaSrifah to be burned. Now, when we say psulei chatat, what are these psulei chatat? Okay, if we're talking about a psul tuma, then I understand. If we're not sure whether something is tame or not, we can't burn it. If you're telling me hesach hadat is, I'm just not sure, because obviously you can't be referring to psulei chatat that are truly pasul. They're truly pasul. I don't need another psul that has become notar. I mean, ridiculous. They're truly pasul. It became pale, whatever. So go out and burn it right now. There's a mitzvah to get rid of kodesh. It's pasul. No, put it down in some place. Wait for it to become notar. So obviously, when it says psulei, what did it mean? It meant this new psul of hesach hadat. So why don't I burn it right now? Because I don't really know. What if Eliyahu HaNavi comes along and he says, "No, that's completely kosher. Get it out of there and let's use it." So I can't burn it now. I have to wait until it's definitely not usable. It becomes an otah the next morning. Then I can burn it. But if you're going to tell me that this is a new psul, it's a psul aguf, what do I need to have ibur tzura? What am I waiting for? The din is Mishnah, Tanan, Zahaklaw. Anything which is a psul begufo should be yisaref miyad. It has to be burned right away if it's a psul megufo. If the psul is exterior, see, there's a psul in the dam, there's a psul in the baalim, but there's nothing wrong with the actual meat itself. And then you have to wait to do bar tzurata. Yotzin lebeit ha-tzrifa. So if it's a psul aguf, it's a psul aguf. Omalei, you don't understand. You'd be right, except you didn't take into consideration that there is a famous Tana that it was saying over in Rabba Bar Avuah's Beis HaMedrash, and that's who this Tana is going like. Hai Tana, Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuah, who said, and this is a din in Kutchin, that even Pigel requires Ivur Tzura. Because even though it's a Psul HaGuf, but it's a Psul HaGuf, which is a Psul of awareness, not a physical Psul. We need physical psulim in order to go out and burn them. Because burning is a physical response to a physical reality, traceable reality. And these transcendent issues of consciousness and time, space, coordinates, and so on, are not discernible in the guf that we're going to be burning. And therefore, it's a mixing of realities to go be burning something. What's wrong with this thing? Why are you burning it? So you need to actually be able to find it, and that would explain why we use the word tu'ubar tzuratan. In other words, instead of saying, wait until the morning, wait until it becomes no time. Instead, what we say is, wait until it spoils. Why? Because there's a physical traceable pagam in it. Why is there broken glass here? Why do I suspect the only person who might have broken a glass in here? Okay, so this is beautiful. These halachas are just beautiful. I mean, that sophistication. Anyway, so once that's true, even if the din is a psul haguf of hesach hadas, it's a non-physical, undetectable psul haguf, and therefore you have to wait until you have ibur tzura. Okay, that would explain it. Eighth thing. Let's see whether we can prove this din of whether the din of ibur tzura is a psul aguf or is it a psul tuma. Nitma, o shenifsal habasar, o sheyatza chutz lekelayim. So now over here we have a question of what the din is about dam where something has gone wrong with the basar of the korban. Now you'll remember this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua about whether that means that you shouldn't be zorik the dam, right? The dam is fine. But there's something wrong with the basar that the dam is coming to be matir. So, now note that it mentions three things. If the basar became tamei, or it became nifsal, now I don't know, what is nifsal exactly? Or it was yotze. Now I'm assuming that when it says nifsal, it means behesach adat. In other words, it became either nitma or nifsal. So I stopped concentrating on it for a moment, lost consciousness. So then Rebbe Eliezer says, well, the dam is still perfectly good. Go ahead and do this rika. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you must do this rika if you don't have the basar. And this is Rabbi Yeshua sheet all over him. Ein basar, ein dam. And therefore, something that happens to the basar, you don't do this rika for. However, moda Rabbi Yeshua, now here's the critical piece to us. Rabbi Yeshua's moda that if, in fact, you went ahead and you did this rika, even though the basar wasn't kodesh, lamaisa, it would work. And the carbon would be maratza. Now, it says that it's nifsal over here. What does it mean? Doesn't nifsal mean that it was behesach hadat? And nonetheless, what Yeshua is saying, that if you went ahead and you did the Zrika, it would be kosher. Why? Now, I can explain to you why, if Esach Hadat is a psul of Tuma. So, yeah, but Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the issue is a psul Tuma, that would explain why it's kosher. You know why? Because the tzitz is meratzeh on dam of a korban where there was Tuma, or Esach Hadat, which is Tuma, essentially, Safek, essentially. Okay, so the mashkach, the meratzeh tzitz. That would explain why. Obviously, you don't rely on the tzitz up front. It's only there for the Yavan. But Rabbi Yeshua says, look, if you went ahead and you did it, so then imzorak hurtzeh. Very good. So now, what about, by the way, as Tosis points out, it's all very nice vis-a-vis the Tuma, your boss. What about the yotzeh? Tzitz is a meratz on yotzeh. Tzitz is only meratz on tuma. So Tosis suggests that Rabbi Yeshua may hold that zrika helps even for yotzeh anyway. You don't need the ritzui of tzitz, and that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Okay, but anyway, getting back to us. But if you're going to tell me that it's a new psul aguf, why would it be meratz? Nah, that's not what it means, says Rish Lakish. What is that? The reason that over here it's Nifsal, it wasn't talking about it was Nifsal with this new psul called Esach Hadat. It means it was Nifsal because it touched the Tvuyo. So in other words, Nitva means it became Tomei to be Matame something else. That's what it always means. Nifsal means it became Tomei only enough to be Pusul itself, but it does not absorb Tumah to make something else Tomei. That's the technical definition of Nifsal in the context of Tumah. Anyway, but then what's the point? I mean, it's the same thing as tummy. I mean, I don't care. Why would I mention Nifsal separately? Yachi, isn't that the same thing as tummy? No, Trigavne tummy. We say tummy for Nifsal, we always do that. It's two different types, but obviously the same idea. Anyway, Kisalik Ravin. So when Ravin went up there to Yisrael, he said over this whole mimer, and the Amra, the Shemaitata, what is the meaning of the Mishnah and Truma and all discussion about, you know, this business, is it because of Esach Hadas, or was it because of Asa L'Kayanim? And he says it over to Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is looking at him and saying, you people from Bavel are so incredibly dumb. It's just like, you make these insane issues and complexities out of absolutely nothing. You're Bavloi Tipshoi. It must be because you live in this dark world, you know. Yatvi Ba'ara de Chashukha. No wonder living there in LA, you don't know what you're talking about. I understand, but it's Rachmanis on you. Amritan Shemaita Tatem Chashka. You say over this whole big, different terror and all absolute stupidity. I don't know. What's the matter with you guys? Lo Shemirach, other Shem Malachi, Shemedra of Oshaya. Famous halacha, okay? Mehachak Shenitma'u. If you have water that was going to be used on the Mizveh, right? Now, that water becomes tummy. Can you make water tar? Well, in a way, you can reconnect it to the ground by doing hashaka. If you reconnect it to the ground, then that's Zriya. The same thing as Zriya, okay? So if you're mashik, if first you're mashik and then you make it hegdesh, then it's tar. But if first you made it hegdesh and then you do the hashaka, it's tummy. Does this sound familiar? If you would have any brains, you would realize that this is basically an analog to the Mishnah in Truma. Exactly. Hashaka is Zriya, okay? Now, there's obviously a difference between Zriya prior to something being Kodesh or after to being Kodesh. Now, how do you explain that? Isn't that the question that you guys were asking about that Mishnah? Well, if it's Zriya, why doesn't it work? I mean, if it's tar, why can't I eat it? Okay. I ask exactly the same question over here. Michte. Zriya ninu. Doing hashaka of that water. Is it exactly the same as Zriya? Yes. Can you explain to me, Mali Ishikan v'acharkach ikdishan, Mali ikdishan v'acharkach ishikan? What difference does it make whether you do the hashaka first or the hegdash first? What do you see from here? I'll tell you what you see from here. You see from here that one of the ma'alot of kedusha is that the chachomim, obviously, were gozer, that ain't Zriya the hegdash. We're machmer in Hekdesh. And therefore, why don't you just say that's the meaning of the Mishnah in Trumas? Ein Zriya LaHekdesh. Ein Zriya LaTruma. Hachanami. Ein Zriya LaTruma. So vis-a-vis the din of Tuma, yes, it's no longer Tummy. But does that mean that for Truma it's not Tummy and it's okay? No, for Truma, Zriya doesn't help. In the same way that Zriya doesn't help for Hekdesh. You had such a beautiful new depth of understanding that you could have had if only you would keep an open mind to recognizing the pattern of Zriya and Asharka, and you would put things together. But no, it's like a different world never cursed you. Oh gosh, this sounds familiar. So to you, it's like a whole new world because you live in darkness. So therefore, you don't have a pshat. Here's the pshat. So Yotiv Rav Dimi, v'karmel lo hashmaitin. Rav Dimi was saying this over, this brilliant thing. So Abaya says, this special halacha that Ein Zriya, you know, how does that work? Does it work because it's Hegdesh, or does it work because it's Kedusha Tabuf? Now, there's two different ways, obviously. There's two different steps for Kedusha. First of all, you make something Hegdesh, Bepeh. Then we have Kedushat HaGuf. Let's say if you have the water, it's going to be put on the Mizbeach. It goes into a Kli. That Kli gives it Kedushat HaGuf. Is this Halacha, this brand new Mala of Ein Zriya, is that a function of its Kedusha, or is it a function of its Kedushat HaGuf? So was this Kli? Abaya asked him, what you're saying over, did he mean Kedushat Kli Ka'amar? Avo Bepeh Lo Avod Rabbanan Mala? But just because somebody said Harezek Kedesh, they wouldn't have said Zriya doesn't help. Or is it, no, it's the fact that it belongs to Kodesh that already is sufficient for us to give it special dinim of Marlin B'Kodesh, even though it doesn't have Kedushat HaGuf. So even B'Peh Nami Ovid Rabbanan Ma'ala. So he said, well, look, the truth is, I should have asked. I didn't. Zulo Shamati. I can't tell you directly. I didn't hear from him. But I can extrapolate from something else that I heard. Kayotse Bo Shamati. And I would extrapolate from this. Yom Rabbi Abahu, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Anavim Shenitma'u. If you have Tomei grapes. Now, remember we discussed earlier whether the wine, the liquid inside of a grape, is considered to be containerized in the grape? Is it mifkat bekidi? Or is it mivle belui? Is it viewed as actually part of the grape? This discussion is based on the assumption that it's mifkat bekidi. And therefore, when the grape became tomei, the liquid doesn't become tomei. It only becomes tomei after you take it out, and then it needs the shear of the revias, and so on. Or kibetza, and so on. So on. Here we have grapes that became tamei. If you do the dricha, so you stomp on these grapes, you press the grapes, and then you make them kodesh, well, then it's tar. But if you make them kodesh, and then you press the grapes, it's tamei. You know why? Because this is another one of these special mahalot. Because vis-a-vis kodesh, we view these grapes as containing belua, the liquid. And therefore, when the grape became tamei, the liquid became tamei. And if you do this at the time that they're already kodesh, it doesn't matter whether you've got a kibetz or not. It's too bad. It's already became tamei vis-a-vis kodesh. Because of this mila d'rabbanan, it became tamei at the time that it touched, is the way that we view it. Now, anavim. I mean, come on, we're not talking about Kedushat HaGuf. Obviously, we're not ready to put them on the Mizbeah. I'm saying you want to bring it now to the Mikdash, right? So we're talking about B'Peh. And nonetheless, Anavim, which is Kedushat HaPeh, and nonetheless, the Rabbanan made a Mala. So you see that you make Ma'alot, even for Kedushat HaPeh. I would assume that this very esoteric Mala of viewing the contents of a liquid within a solid as being one and the same vis-a-vis Kodesh, even though it's only Kedushat HaPeh, so too the other Ma'ala that you're discussing about, which is not to allow Zriya, is even Kedushat HaPeh. Omer of Yosef, oh no, no, Anavim Kam, you're talking about that case of the grapes? That's not talking about Anavim of Kodesh, that's talking about Anavim of Truma. Well, I mean, so isn't it even a better Raya? No, it's a worse Raya. Because by Truma, you don't have two steps, Kedushat HaGuf and Kedushat HaPeh. The Kedushat HaPeh of Truma gives it its full Kedusha. And therefore, how are you going to bring me a Raya from Kedushat HaPeh of Truma, which is the Kedushat HaGuf of Truma, to Kodesh, where Kedushat HaPeh is not the Kedushat HaGuf of Kodesh? Therefore, I will tell you, Anavim Shel Truma Askinan, where over there, Kedushat HaPeh Didu is the full equivalent of Kedushat Kli Damya. But when you're talking about a case where you're actually going to be using it on the Mizbeach, and there you have the Mayim of the Chag, that's what you're asking about. Ani the boy Kli? If you need to have a Kli, then I would maintain that Bepel lo over Rabbanan Ma'ala. And therefore, this is absolutely irrelevant to the question that was raised. By the way, I didn't quite get the case where B'Yochanan was talking about that if you squeeze the grapes, if you press the grapes, then the wine is kosher. Afilu tuva? Even if there's a lot? I mean, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, how could Rabbi Yochanan say even if it's a lot? Me and Rabbi Yochanan Harvey. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that anavim shenitma'u, if you have tamei grapes, if you make sure that you have less than a kibetza, remember, we just had this. If it's less than a kibetza, you could press them, because then there's not enough to be makabel tuma. okay, fine. Then maybe that's what it means over here. You could say, or, you know what? Maybe it's very simple. There's two different cases. It depends what the source of the original tumor was. If the anavim touched a rishon, then they become a sheni, then they can make a shlishi, and then you have to be careful to have less than a kibetz. Maybe the case that we're talking about over here was hachadonoga b'sheni, in which case they become a shlishi, and they cannot make a revi. Oh, my Rava, by the way, afananami tanina. I bring you a raya that we make mala in the Kiddushat HaPeh. Look at this. It's a Mishnah. V'natana l'mayim chayim al-keli. We learn... We learn you should take the Torah Aduma water and you should put into a kli mayim chayim on the Ofer HaPorah, which teaches me shetech yutan b'kli. Okay? What does that imply? That if you're going to mix the water with the Parah Aduma, it's got to come directly from the well and the live water onto the kli with the Ofer HaPorah. Now, come on. This doesn't make any sense. You started off saying vinatan. And what does vinatan mean? Vinatan means you have water in a container and you pour it out of the container. That's what vinatan means. I mean, if you dip something into a well of water, that's not vinatan. So first you're telling me vinatan alav mayim alchayim alkel, right? And then you tell me shtechiyutan bekli. So if you say vinatan amatlushin, you know, obviously they're not in a well. They're mechubarim. And then you tell me that, no, I can only use it if it got in there, mechubarim. So how do you explain this? It must be that this whole thing is only a ma'ala b'yalma. The Chachamim said, we don't want you to do it that way, even though many are right, that's kosher. Now, is there anything that is a kedushat aguf? It's a kedushat apeh over here. You said, I want to use this for my paraduma. And nonetheless, the Chachamim make a ma'ala. Amar Reb Shimi Bar Ashi, I want to show you that we make a ma'ala. Obviously, because the Torah makes a ma'ala, for God's sake. By the way, there's a mistake in the Rashi over here that says the Ovid Rabbanan ma'ala. That's a complete mess up. It should say maybe the Ovid Rachmanan ma'ala or something. Right? Because the Torah itself makes ma'ala for Kodesh. That is only Kedushat HaPeh. Look at this. The Taval, the Allah, we're dashing the Pasuk. Okay, so the guy has gone into a mikvah. So if he just is Tovel, the moment he comes out of that mikvah, what's the Okabamaser, even though it's a tfuyom, the Torah said he could eat. Then Bekodesh, he eats Be'erev Bekodesh. What is that referring to? Eating Bekodesh, Be'erev, that's something else. That would be referring to Truma. That's after Erev Shemesh. There he eats Betruma. But you see, he could only eat Betruma. He certainly cannot eat Kodesh, Bekodeshimo. How do you explain that? What do you mean? Either the guy is Torah or he's not Torah, right? No, you see that the Torah tells me that there are stages of Tahara. Elamala, over here the Torah makes a mala. Is there a Kedusha Daguf? No. Shachinani mala, here too, it means a mala. You make something Kodesh, you have to treat it differently. Om Ravashi, I'll give you another example. Now this is actually Machlokes Rishonim, whether we're talking about a Diorita here or a Drabona. And the mala here is... that remember we dodge the pasuk v'habasar asher yigav kol tamei kol tor yochal basar. Why do we repeat v'habasar? What is this v'habasar? And you will remember that habasar comes to tell me that even eitzim ulavona are mekabel tuma, despite the fact that they're inedible. Eitzim ulavona nami etzmuyin nina, bnei etzmuyin nina. They're not roy to be mekabel tuma. Nonetheless, the Torah says they're mekabel tuma. Why? Because of chibat hakodesh. So you see that we make the mal of chibat hakodesh. Now, is that a deoraita drabona? So some say chibat, including the Rambam, that chibat hakodesh is deoraita. Others say it's a drabona. This is only a mal of drabona. Yet others say, very interesting, it depends. Chibat HaKodesh is used in two ways. Chibat HaKodesh comes to tell me, the din, that there is a Kabbalat Tuman, something that is not a foodstuff, like Eitz and Lavona. That's not the right. But we saw before that Chibat HaKodesh comes to tell me that Kodesh is Mekabel Tuma without Hech. That's the right. So in other words, the fact that it is so choshev, it doesn't need any further preparation to be mekabel tuma, that then if chibat hakodesh is deoraita. That's not what we're bringing the raya from here. We're bringing the raya for the mala of eitzim v'levona. Madliki bepata b'shemesh otrum shenit meita bai omer b'shpeta chizkev v'rav omer d'ver rebi yitzchim bar marta omer v'una aloi shanel v'pat But chitivo, why? Shem yivo b'hem lidei takala, and you can't be memayis them. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, no, filo chiti. But, nechus d'mati b'hem lidei takala. K'nyom Ravashi, v'shlikto miyasata. Achidam v'shlikto miyasata. V'echit by the Ravashi. Hadi Yom Ravavi Baravach Yom Rav Yitzchak Abba Shol was the Gabal of Beit Rebbe. V'im achami lochami v'chitik shatrum atmeya lalush b'hem isa b'tahara. Amai, nechus d'mati b'uli de takala. Om Ravashi, because he relied on shlikto miyista. Abaya Baravin Rav Chinen Hanani Baravin Tana Trumas Beit Rabba and Pagabu Rava Bar Matzah. Amalu, oh, so what was your chiddush and trumas to be mar? Omrele, okay. Well, what's your problem? My gosh, Omrele, well, tnan shtile truma shenitmu v'shatlan torim l'tamei v'asrim l'lechodu. I don't understand. If the Zriah helped to be matayer milatamei, why would it be asrim l'lechodu? Omrele, okay, Omrele, Rabba. When it says asrim, it means asrim l'zori. So what's the chiddush? Gidule truma truma. Tanina gidule truma truma. Maybe the chiddush is gidule gidule. My kamashman that in the dover shein zaro kola even gidule gidule. It's also tanina. Hatev al gidulav nutarim bedover shein zaro kola. Afu bedover shein zaro kola. Afila gidule gidule na asirim ba'achila. Oy avoy ishtiku. Omrule mila shmielach abaha. Amla, well, I just happened to have something I was thinking and telling you guys. Okay, Amrav Sheshet, my asrun asrun lakoani, but a new reason. If shilu bezgadat, shei nichlamani mrezgadat psula goof. Okay, but what about if your bezgadat is psul tuma? So there's no tuma here. Michael and Neymar. Ditma. Hezgadat Rabbi Yochanan psul tuma avi. Rish Lakish Amar psula goof avi. Rabbi Yochanan psul tuma avi. Shim yavo eli yov yitar enu shamim lo. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar psula goof avi. Shim yavo eli yov yitar enu in shamim lo. Eitve Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Lul katan ayad ben kevesh lebizbeach memarav o shal kevesh. Sheshama yuzorkim psulichat asahov. Utu ubar tzuratam yatsin abet asrifa. Siyame pishlam. But if you're going to tell me psula guf, lomala yibur tzura, but none zeh klal kol she psula begufo yisarev binyan. If it's only a psul bedam ubaalim, then to ubar tzura tami yatzila bet asrifa. Amalei hai tana tana devei rabba barabba wow. The amra filu pigol ton yibur tzura. Eitve. Nitma, or she nifsal abasar, or she atzach with sekelaim, Rabbi Eliezer me yizrok, Rabbi Yeshua lo yizrok. Moder Rabbi Yeshua, she im zarak hurtza. I'm assuming, I mean, my nifsal lo, nifsal bezach adaz. See, I would be shom a psua et tuma ave. I don't have a shkach, so the marat it sits. When I'm psua guf, then why was it be murat hurtza? My nifsal, nifsal betfu yom. Like he usually means. What do you mean? But then it's saying to Gestame. Trey Gavne Tame. Kisolik Rovin, to discuss this one-upmanship discussion, it was now a third level of one-upmanship. He made the mistake of Ramel Schweitzer coming to Rabbi Yirmiya, who gave him the final crushing one-upmanship. And I got the same exact question that you asked on the Mishnah in Truma. So what do you see from here? Alma ain't real agdish. I can't mean real truma. Yot revim of gomel ala shmaita amale abaye. Hikdishan beklikama of a bepe lo of a rabbonamala, or maybe even bepe nami of a rabbonamala. Omale, look, zilo shamati, but I can extrapolate. Kiot zilo shamati. Yom revivavo, Rabbi Yochanan, anavim shenitmu, dorkan vacharka hikdishan taurin, hikdishan vacharka parkan tmein. Now, Anovim are by definition Gidushat HaPeh, and I feel like every Rabbanamala. On Rav Yisrael, Anavim, Anavim's not referring to Kodesh. Here we're talking about Anavim Shal Truma Askinan. We're over there, Kedushat HaPed, you do is the full equivalent of Kedushat HaKli by Kodesh, because there is no higher you can go. Well, I need a boy Kli. Maybe Bepeh Lo Avid Rabbanan Mala. I don't get the case, by the way. You say you could just press the grapes, Dorchan, no matter how many there are? I thought Rabbi Yochanan said, Anavim shenitmu, your only eight is to be Dorech pachot pachot mikibetza. Well, first of all, I could tell you maybe that's what we're talking about over here. Achinami pachot pachot mikibetza. Or, I could tell you, there's a difference in the case. We're over there in Achinami. If they become a sheni, they can make a shlishi. But over here we're talking about they were touched a sheni. They themselves became only a shlishi. And therefore there's no problem of pachot mikibetza. Omar Rava Afananami Tzinina, the Rabbanan make a takana, even just on Kedushat HaPeh. Because this is when Atana of Mayim Chaim El Kelly teaches Shetei Cheyutan Bekli. I ask you, Atan means to lose Nino. Then I'm going to Chubar Nino, you said. Ella, obviously, Mala. Okay, so if that's the case, you see Akinami Mala, you make a Mala in Kedushat HaPeh. Om Reb Shimon Barashi, Afananami Tzinina, Taval Viala. The moment you're out of the mikveh, you're allowed to eat meiser, even though you're still a tfuyo. You're mariv shimsho, you're allowed to eat truma, even though you didn't bring your korban. Bezhov, you're betruma, yes, but kachim not. Why? I mean, either you are Torah or you're not Torah. Clearly, the Torah has made a mala. So, if you know me, mala. Om Rabashi Afanana Mitinina Veha Basar, the Rabotata Itzim Valavona. Now, I ask you, Itzim Valavona, come on. We've already noticed a strange affinity for Truma and Chometz. So, a lot of the Inyanim that seem to be particularly Truma oriented, nonetheless, we get into here Agav our Chometz issues. Yesterday we were talking about the problem of the Takala and what to do with the case where we had Chitim. How can you make it possible there shouldn't be Bolidei Takala? And we basically explained that the case with Shlikato Misata, that's where we were up to yesterday. And today we're Golesh, really, from there to other elements of Truma and its relationship to Truma. And here the case was that Abaya Baravi and Reb Chananya Baravi Tonu Truma to be Rabba. Now these two brothers had gone to learn in the Beis Hamedrash of Rabba, and there they were Osik in Masechet Trumot. Pagabahu, whenever you use the lashon of Pagabahu, it means this is stuff. So Pagabahu Rabba Bar Matna. So, uh-oh. Now, Rabba Bar Matna had been learning by Reb Shesh. Didn't think very highly of their approach to Truma. So, Amar Lahu, and there was no way to get away. He was there. And, oh, God, we know what's coming. So, Mayam Ritu B'Trumot to Beimar, tell me. What'd you learn over there in Rabba's Beis Medrash? Okay, they said, come on, just come out with it. What's bothering you? Amar Lahu, my Kashalacha. Amar, well, I was sort of wondering. It says in the Mishnah, "Shtilei trumot shenitmu'u v'shatlan." You have over here cuttings of truma. They became tummy. Then you go ahead and you put these cuttings in the ground. Let's say you got some onions or something. Now you're going to grow a new one. So it says tohorim l'tamei. So they've lost their tuma because they're planted. Something which is planted is considered to have been returned to the ground. It's the equivalent of being zorei in a mikvah. Becomes part of the earth. Loses its tuma. The problem is that the Mishnah continues on to say v'asurim milecho. You can't eat it. Make up your mind. V'chimiyachar d'tohorim l'tamei amay asurim milecho. How can you have a halfway measure? Either they're tohor or they're tamei. If you're telling me that they're tohor milatamei, so then why is it osur to eat it? Omrulei. So they said, oh well, actually we had that problem in our Beit Midrash. And Rabbah explained that when it said asurim, it doesn't mean asurim because of the truma, which is tome. It means asurim lizarim, and that it remains truma, so that even though it loses its shame tuma, but it doesn't lose its shame truma. Oh, really? He said. So what's the chiddush? Ma'akam Ashkelon? That gidulei truma or truma? That truma that has been planted now and grown into further plantings, that they still have a din of truma? That's a fresh Mishnah. Tanina, gidulei truma, truma. I know what you're going to try to tell me. B'chiteime gidulei giduleim. U'ma'akam Ashkelon. Bidavar she'in zaro kala. Maybe we're talking about over here that you have something which grows and then grows from that which has grown. In other words, we're not talking about, after all, seeds. Tell me that seeds, gidulei truma,
our truma. Fine, I understand that. But over here, where you have, let's say, the scallions. Now, the scallions, you put in a scallion, and a month later, you've got 20 scallions all around the original scallion. So over there, you don't have the gidulin of that thing. The gidulin of the gidulin of that thing. So maybe that's the chiddush. No, that's not the chiddush either. Because it says beferish in the Mishnah on that too. Hanami tanina. Hatevel gidulav mutarim bedavar shezar o kala. So when it comes to the Isser Tevel, you took something that you already had made into doga. So now it was roy for taking off truma. At that point, it becomes osur to eat. Now afilu barai. You now plant it. If you pick that which grows from what you planted, you can once again eat it aright, and it only becomes chayiv now, it becomes tevel only after it becomes kavua, nigmar malachta. Which part? It's too general for me. I don't know, do we go back to the Beis? Do we go back to Lamed Dalet? Which part?
Brochus and Teruv.
I'm sure everyone will wait for you.
The stages to be here for the changes. The first thing was that what we were discussing was that Usser meant it was saying Truma, and it was Usser Lazar. Now we're talking about the stages of the breakdown.
No, we never said that. That's what they said.
They said
that that's what they had learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabba. He was showing that was wrong. He was saying, sure, this is wrong. He's saying, this is, what's the Kiddush in that? It's the Beferish of Mishnah that says, Gidulei Truma Truma. It's Usser Lazar, and that's what Gidulei Truma Truma means. And I know what you're going to try to tell me. You're going to say that over here, it's not talking about Gidulei Truma, it's Gidulei. It's not that I planted a plant and a seed and something grew out of the plant. It's that there was something here, and then now it's 20,000 times its original size, and it's a shatil that continues to grow, like a scallion. It's also the Ferish Mishnah. We're right now in that Ferish Mishnah, which you interrupted.
What is the phrase
Zar
O'Kala?
Sorry?
What is the phrase Zar O'Kala?
Zar O'Kala means that the seed disappears. When a seed disappears, what grows is the direct growth of the seed. A shenking where something continues to put out parts, like scallions, or like cabbage, and so on. You don't have something that disappears into another thing. Is that a continuous expansion? So maybe the Kiddush is that no matter how far that goes, it's considered to be a sur. So this is also a Mishnah. Let's try that again. Anami tanina. Because it says, Tevel gidulav mutarim. Now you'll say, gidulav mutarim. Obviously, what do you mean, gidulav mutarim? I mean, the Tevel itself, isn't it? It certainly didn't become untevel. I'm just going to put it back in. Now it's going to grow. I don't have to take off truma. That would be a little crazy. What it means is that it doesn't start being Tevel until it would have been Tevel the first time. So in other words, you took a chita that had already been nigmar malachta, was put into a pile of grain. Now you plant that chita. So what grows out of that chita is not tevel she nigmar malachta, in which case it's usher to eat it afilu barai. It's regular growth, which if I'm just walking through it, I want to take a chita and put it in my mouth, huckleberry fin fashion, that would be perfectly okay. So there's no isser from the original tevel, and it hasn't become tevel yet now because it wasn't nigmar malachta. Are we all right with this?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which I prefer, the wake one or the unwake one.
Yeah.
Hey, Okala. Let's wait and see. Okay. When is this dafki b'davar shezar okala? This is a wheat. You plant wheat, the original wheat disappears. Avu b'davar she'in zar okala. Mashenkin, you're talking about a scallion, let's say. So then afilu gidulei gidulin asurin ba'achila. So we see from here that gidulei gidulin are usur even where zar okala is mutter. So koshekin gidulei truma is certainly going to be usur. So what's the chiddush? What did you learn? I don't understand what your Rebbe is telling you. And so, of course, they looked at each other and said, we knew it was going to come to this. All right. Maybe, did you happen to hear anything about this? Yes, actually, I did happen to hear something about it from Reb Sheshes, now that you asked. And this whole thing is a setup, obviously. So I'm like, Mide Shmiel Achabaha, did you happen to hear anything? As if we didn't know. Hakyom Reb Sheshes. Well, I'll tell you what Reb Sheshes said about this. And when it says Asurim, it means that it's Asurim Lekohanim, not the Zarim. It has nothing to do with Gidulei of Truma. That's a given, that Gidulei of Truma. When it says it's Asur to eat it, it means it's Asur to eat the people who are generally allowed to eat Truma. That's what it's telling you. What is the Isser of eating this Truma? This is a Chiddush. You want to learn how to learn Gidulei, for God's sake. We know that from 20 other places. I'll tell you a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, hold on to your seats, because your hair is going to stand on edge. The Kiddush is that it was Nifsal Behesachadat. That's the point. Since the Torah said Mishmeret Shumotai, that means keep a good eye on things. And if you don't look at it well, you don't keep a good eye on it, it's going to become Nifsal. Since over here, the moment that it became Tameh before you planted it, so you figured, Trumat Tameh, forget about it. You didn't keep track of what was happening to it anymore, did you? We know. So now even when you plant it, all that happens is you take off the Isser Tumah. because it's planted and it's part of the ground, the tumah disappears. But the iser of hesech hadat, that you weren't careful to watch it, that is a separate iser that doesn't disappear with planting. Now, of course, that assumes that the psul of hesech hadat is something other than the concern that maybe it became tameh, because if it's the concern that maybe it became tameh, it can't be worse than the vaday tumah. And that whatever is wrong with it goes away when you plant it. So what you'd have to say is that Mishmeret Truma Tzai implies a continual awareness of the status of the Truma. The moment that there's not that awareness and concern, the Truma becomes Nifsal simply for having been out of mind. A new Psul, in which there's no reason to assume that that Psul would disappear when you plant it. Why would it disappear when you plant it? It's not attached to the Dinim of Tumah, it's attached to the Dinim of Truma. Since the Truma doesn't go away when you plant it, because Gidulei Truma Truma, any Psulim that are attached to the quality of the Truma itself don't go away because Gidulei Truma Truma. So if this Truma was Asura Lebile'echol Lekohanim, it remains Asura Le'echol Mikohanim, simply because of the fact that it had insufficient consciousness attached to it.
Even if it feels like brisket work.
Mm-hmm. Why brisket? It's the Gemara.
Even if the coin saw it coming to Tomei in his position,
yeah,
or he was watching it, a mouse fell on it.
A mouse?
Oh,
yeah,
not a mouse.
A mouse made a tummy? Why did the mouse make a tummy?
A dead mouse. A dead mouse.
A dead mouse. A dead mouse. You mean any dead thing makes things tummy? Ah, all right.
Became tamei in front of a coin. We watched it and became tamei. Mm-hmm. If he planted it now,
would it be okay to eat?
The tumor went away.
Yeah.
Although he watched it, so what's the big chashash? Even while he watched it, it became tamei. So what's it? And if he didn't watch it, what was the chashash? What would happen?
That the water would never boil. Everybody knows if you keep watching a tea kettle, the water doesn't boil.
What would happen to it? And it should be.
Still have to watch over it. So again, this is a machloket. So it says the Gemara, "Hey, Nivelamani Yomer Hesech Hadat Psula Guf Avi Shabbi." If indeed this Hesech Hadat is unrelated to Tumah, and then it's just that you have to watch it and make sure that it isn't Nifsad. So if that's the case, I understand that the planting isn't going to change that. Elamani Yomer Hesech Hadat Psul Tumah Avi Ma'ikel Emeima. If Hesech Hadat is only a chashash, and maybe it will become Tameh. So in this case, even if we know it became tamei, it's okay once you plant it. So what new psul is there that's associated with the tumah, with the truma? Deitmar. How do we know that such a machloket exists? Because we have a beferish machloket hezech hadat, Rabbi Yochanan omer psul tumave, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer psul hagufave, Rabbi Yochanan omer psul tumave, shim yavo Eliyahu v'yitar enu shomimo. So in other words, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come along and say, all right, that truma you didn't keep your eyes on for the past 24 hours, I can tell you it's all okay. All right, fine. If you know, you know. Then we'll listen to him. Whereas according to Jim Englokish, it's a completely different issue. It's a psulagu. Therefore, if Eliyahu comes along and says, but I know for a fact that it was never nitma, this, of course, would be the same thing if it was a video camera. Right? In other words, if you have a video camera on it, and you only find out ex post facto without being consciously aware of it at the time. So it depends. If you hold a psul tuma, the video camera is as good as Eliyahu HaNavi any day, right? You know that it didn't become tamer. It didn't become tamer. Mashenken, according to Reish Lakish, it was the very loss of awareness that created the psul. It had nothing to do with the, what goes a video camera. The video camera is going to save how Schrodinger's box before you watch it or after you watch it. Uh-huh, I've got the question. So, there... It's not Suffolk. According to Shimon Lakish, it's an actual psul agof. In which case, it has nothing to do with it too.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it comes from the source of Suffolk.
Right, it would be based on the chashash of tuma. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, I can prove to you that it's a psul tuma and not a separate psul. Why? Because Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Here we're talking about now the tzura of the Beit HaMikdash. And we learn here in the Braita that there was a lul katan bein kevesh lemizbeach, b'mar avosh of kevesh, shesham hayu zorkim psulei chatata of. The chatata of was done on the bottom of the mizbeach, the dam on the southwest part of the kevesh. And if there was a psul in the chatata of, so what they would do is they would throw it over to the western side of the area where the kevesh and the mizbeach would join, where there was a little gap to allow zarika onto the mizbeach of Evorim, at the bottom of which there was a depression that would hold these psulim. Now, what was done with that after they through psulei chatata of? To ubar tzuratan, you'd have to wait till they became pasul belina, so that they're tzura. That's how most Rishonim learn. There are some that are mashma that to ubar tzuratan means literally until they get spoiled, decayed. Most learn that to ubar tzuratan is a defined decay, a Torah defined decay, which is notar. It's the moment that they're now nifsa belina. So now already that's called to ubar tzuratan, and at that point yotzin lebeit hasreifa. Okay, now.
does the Pesul of Nosar begin at the time that you can't eat it
anymore? Yeah, but Bishlim Pesul to Ma'abim Shumafi Boy Ibur Tzura. Shama Yavo Eliyahu V'Taharena. I'm assuming here that when it says it was thrown into that place, we don't have an actual psul, because if it was an actual psul, we'd burn it on the spot. So let's say there's a psul in the Malika, so then it's an Avela. If there's a psul in the Dan, so then we have an actual psul in the carbon, it's completely useless. Over all of those cases, I don't need to wait until it becomes Nifsa. So at that point, I should be able to burn it. Why am I waiting until it waits overnight to become now Nosa? Because I've got a suffix, apparently. In other words, your problem over here is that the issue was Esachadat, so I have to wait. According to you, if it's a psulaguf, lomala yibur tsura, a Tosis asks, how do we know that there isn't some other psul involved here? Why are we assuming that it's Esachadat? Maybe there was a psul in the Bile. Maybe there was a psul in the Dom, right? Says the Tosis, because no matter what the psul is, it's going to become immediately pasul be'esachadat once you throw it there. So then why would you have to wait? Nobody's taking care of it there anymore. You already were mixing it about something. So it'll always boil down to an automatic psul of Esach Hadas before the night passes anyway. Right? Okay. So therefore, it must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, if I have to wait until Lina, I've got to wait now until it actually becomes Noser, there's a mitzvah of Srefa. So then why do I need to do that if it's a real psul? Wherever something is wrong with the carbon itself, a vadai psul, burn it on the spot. If the psul is on something external, the dam or the balim, over there to ubatsuratan, wait in fact until lina, meaning overnight, then it becomes noser, and then you burn it. Or Marley, that would be a good raya, said Rish Lakish, except that this braita may be going according to the Tanit of Rabba Baravua. Diomra filu pigul, tohuni burtsura. According to him, even a psul haguf, that isn't a psul in the dam and the bialim, requires iburtsura, and you have to wait until it's actually nosa. You'll burn it in the morning. But enough yinani. It's not the same as a psul tula. So, okay.
Well, we say that such thing as Hesach Hadass even on Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, absolutely. We're more mad when Hesach Hadass. I'm crutching that out from. Eisvei. Nitma o she nifsal habasar o she yatzav chutz l'kiloyim. Now, we have that famous machlokas with Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua as to whether you require usable basar of the korban in order to be zorek the dam. In other words, does the dam, which is the machaper of the korban, have to be a mat? Has to be something for it to be mad. Dam, Evorim, whatever, Basar, Evorim, as the case may be. So here what happened is that the Basar was Nitma, or Nifsal. What do you mean, Nifsal? You say the Ferisher, Shiyatza Chutzakaloi. Rebbe Eliezer, we'll talk about it in a second, that's going to be our Raya. So Rebbe Eliezer says, what's the difference? You can be Zorik the Dam, because the Dam comes to affect the Kapara and has nothing to do with the Basar, except that if there is Basar, the Dam is mad to the Basar. But it doesn't mean you need bus in order to have dam. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it says habasar v'adam. Imein basar ein dam. And if that's the case, if you can't be zorak as dam, lo yizrok. Now Rabbi Yoshua is moda. She'im zorak hurtzak. If, however, you went ahead and was zorak it anyway, then the korban was nitmatse. Now, let's analyze what exactly happened to the basar. It says the basar was nitma or yotze or nifsal. What is this nifsal? What do you mean nifsal? My nifsal, when it says nifsal over here, does it not mean be'ezach adat? And since, because in other words, you've already told me a psul tuma. That's nitma. You've already told me the type of psul which is on the thing itself, which is yotze. The difference, why would I take the dafka yotze? Because yotze is not considered to be a psul in the goof the way, let's say, pigul would be. Because yotze, the thing itself is untouched. Except it was yotze chutzul mechitzos. So yotze chutzul mechitzos is more of a getter of the dobra acher was possible, like a question of the dam or the bialim, like we had before. And it's not as, this is how Rashi, but really Tosfos has a different approach. This is how Rashi understands it. So now, the problem is, why would it be kosher if b'diavad you were zerik the dam? It's not that Rabbi Yoshua holds that the dam works without basar. It's that he holds that there are cases where even though the basar is not lechatchila acceptable, since you have the tzitz will be meratzeh b'diavad, and therefore the dam was actually zoruk on something that was that the Torah allowed to be meratzeh because of the tzitz. So therefore, even if you weren't supposed to be Zorik, Moda Rabbi Yeshua she'im Zorak Hurtza. Now, the only thing that would be included here that I could think that would be okay b'diavad is Be'ezek Hadat. Assumedly, because Ezek Hadat is a type of psul tuma, as I owe, says Rabbi Yochanan, therefore it's possible to talk about Ritzui Tzitz, because the Tzitz is Meratza on tuma. Therefore it's Meratza on Ezek Hadat as well. So, Iyamit Bishleim Epsul Tuma Have, Adon the Veshkakas Law, the Meratza Tzitz. Ele Iyamit Psul Aguf Have. What's the Hurtza? Says the Gemara. Well, you're right, except that there's another possibility. There's a type of tuma that it might be referring to as Nifsal, even though it's not referring to Ezek Hadat. And what is that? My Nifsal betful yom, because after all, tuma mamish is a pshat that it could be metami something else. Nifsal betful yom is that it can't be metami something else. Says the one, what's the difference? Yochi, I knew tame. Shrei gavne tame. We often are mechalek between nifsal and nitma. So you're right, it's a psul tuma, but we're just bringing out the difference between tuma that's metame acherim and tuma that's mekabel tuma only in nifsal. Kisolik Ravin. Now, when Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Omra l'shmaitita kameid Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said over, this was in Barnea's neighborhood in Tveria, he said over what Rav Sheshet said, that when it says, this was a big chiddush, that after all, I mean, we're going to be, we're so impressed with back in Bavel, you know, that this was like electrifying. There's a psul of Ezek Hadas, and therefore, even though the tumah was removed, there's an additional psul of Ezek Hadas. It remains truma, but it's aser lechol lekayanim, despite the fact that it's tar. Now tell me that's not brilliant. So Rabbi Yirmiyah hears this. He says, yeah, bavloi tipshoy, a bunch of idiots over there in Bavel. Mishum deyasi ba'ar dechashucha, they live in dark land. Amrita shmaitta, the mechashku, they say over, dark chidushim, dark, this is from the dark side. Are you guys crazy or something? Lo shamil, what, you never learned like the basics. I mean, even Reish Lakish quotes Rabbi Yirmiyah as saying, Me'achag shenitma'u. Now here you've got the water that you're going to be pouring on the Mizbeach. So this is Nisach HaMayim. And when you have a Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, you have a Shabbos during Sukkot, they would take the water, because they had to carry it, so they would take it from before Shabbos, bring it into the Beit HaMikdash, and now if it became Tamei, what are they going to do with it? They can't go and refill it from the Shiloach, because how are they going to carry it from the Shiloach into the Beit HaMikdash? And, no, you'll say, but there was, after all, they had the machine there, the Mechonai, that was, you know, you could use that. There's a lot of tircha to do on Shabbos. So what did they do with it? They would mashik it. Mashik means that, let's say you take water in a container, and that is tame, you could put it into a mikvah. As soon as the water touches the water of the mikvah on top of the container, the whole thing becomes tar because it becomes part of the mikvah. It's called hashaka, kissing. So there in the Azar, there was no problem because they had the amat hamayim going through the middle, which was water that was coming from a mayan. So you could use that for hashaka. So they were mashik the mayim. So over there, it says, if hishikan v'achar kach higdishan, if you first were mashik them and then you made them kodesh. Now made them kodesh is not going to be what that means. Made them kodesh could mean bepeh. These are to be the mayim that we will now use on the mizbeah. Or be magdish them could mean to put them in the klisharet from which you would pour them on the mizbeah. Because originally, obviously, you don't want to put them in the klisharet before because then it would become pasobelina. Anything that was kodesh kedushas haguf becomes pasobelina left overnight. Since you brought it on on Friday, you're not going to be able to use it on Shabbos. So therefore, they didn't put it in a klisharet. Now the question is, at what point did it become tummy? After the kedusha, we're not just going to see whether we mean kedushat haper or kedushat haguf by the kli. But after the kedusha, before the kedusha. So it says over there, it depends. And this Rabbi Oshia said. And Reish Lakish himself said this over, so you guys knew this in Bavel, for God's sake. You still can't figure out the difference. So it says over there, if it became Tameh before it was Kodesh, and they were mashik them, then that's fine. But if first it became Kodesh, and then you were mashik them, then it's not fine. Now, can you explain that to me? Michde, Zriya Ninu. Is it or is it not Zriya? Are there different Gidre Zriya when it comes to Hegdesh and to non-Hegdesh? It's a reality. It's Zriya. It's a Malayiki Shikana. So what do you see from there? Think in your dark land. You see from there, Alma ein zriya lehekdesh. That vis-a-vis the dinim of hekdesh, zriya doesn't help. Correct. So by the same token, what were we talking about? Planting scallions. Planting scallions is an act of zriya. So you're telling me it loses the truma. It loses the tuma. That's very nice. Loses the tuma. But not vis-a-vis the isser truma. Because we have different dinim, which may be ma'alot that the rabbanan made, that certain things, though they work for the normal dinim as associated with chulin, will not work on dinim of kodesh. Therefore, you're saying, if it says they're not going to be matami anything, why can't I eat it? Why can't you eat it? For the same reason that you can't use the water in the Beit HaMikdash. Why can't I? I was zoreya it. So if somebody would touch it now, mashkin kulin would come in contact with it. Would it not be tar? Yeah, it would be tar. So therefore what? So therefore you can use it on the Mizbeah. So you yourselves know you can't use it on the Mizbeah. Fine. So the same thing is true of truma. It's not matame in terms of pure dinim of tuma, but it is truma tamea because of the mala of truma that doesn't disappear through Zaria. What is so amazing to you? In the same way that we know that gidule truma truma by definition means that Zaria does not help to take off a din of truma. Fine. So then it doesn't take off the din of the psul of truma. We'll be coming up with these crazy things, new psul art, and it's a big finish, and now you're putting out this forum, and everybody's buying them and everything. You guys are crazy. Yosef Reb Dimi, the Gomel al Hashmites. Reb Dimi was saying over this whole, the end of this whole horrible story. What Reb Oshi had said, and Abaye wanted to understand Reb Oshi's distinction between the Higdishan first and then Hishikan, or Hishikan first and then Higdishan. And he asked, what did he mean? Did he mean when he said Higdishan, Kedushat HaGuf, that it had already been put into a Kli Sharet, or did he mean just Kedushat HaPeh? And he said, this mayin is meant to be the mayin that will be used on the Mizbeach. So Higdishan Bekli Karma, but maybe Bepeh, just because somebody said this is Kodesh, they're lo over Rabbanan Ma'ala. Over there, the Rabbanan maybe didn't make this Ma'ala to say that Zriya doesn't help for Kodesh. Or maybe even Kedushah, which is not Kedushat HaGuf, is sufficient for the mala of Zaria not being mu'il. Rav Dimi said, look, I didn't get that part straight. However, I think that I can prove it from elsewhere, because Kayotzi Shamati, I did hear a similar case in which Rabbi Avu quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that Anavim Shenitmu'u, it's amazingly multi-layered interconnection to the Gemara, because it's taking us right back to the Sugya of Pachas Pachas Mikabesa, which was completely coincidental that it happened to appear. It was just that it appeared there. Now it ends up appearing back again. So that if you have tamei grapes, darchan v'acharkach higdishan tahori. So if you went ahead and you made it into wine before you made it kodesh, then the wine is tahor. Now I would assume the wine is tahor because of some type of concern that you had to make sure that you wouldn't have a kibbeis, like we said before. That we'll have to see how to manage to get it tahor. But at least it's possible to do such a thing. Why? Because as we said early, the mash are considered to be mifkat pekide. They're not part of the actual food. They're as if they're in separate crystal containers within the foodstuff. And therefore, they do not share the tuma. And at the time that they come out, there's not a shear of a kibbetz to be metami them as mashkin, right? Okay, so now, if that's the case, it says over here that if you were makish them first, and then you squeeze the grapes, they'll be tummy. I assume that that means that there's no possible way to squeeze them without being matami them, which would imply that the Rabbanan made a mala that when it comes to Kodesh, that you cannot look at the Mayim or the Mashka as being mifkat pekide. You have to be machmer and see it as part of the actual foodstuff. So this would be another mala that we find by Kodesh. Now, here's my answer to you, said Rav Dimi. Why do I think that this is relevant to your question? Because the case over here, Anavim, where it says Higdishan, I mean, we're certainly not talking about sitting in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash, we're going to clean out, put on the Mizayah. So Higdishan is Kedushat Pit. Nonetheless, it says over here that this particular mala is activated at the moment that you say this is Kodesh. And at that point, the Mashkin are considered to be part of the Ochlet. So that means that what is the point that a mala kicks in, the mala's Rabbanan? Kedushat HaPeh. You don't need Kedushat HaGuf. So, I mean, I would assume the same thing would be the case of the water in the Beit HaMikdash, where it's enough to say this water is meant for Nisuch HaMayim, even though it's not put into the actual Kli, it's too late. And there's no way to be Mashikit, to be Matirit for the Mizbeah. Omer of Yosef, what are you talking about? Anovim Karmat, bringing me the case of the Anovim. How do you know that when it uses the word Kiddush over there, it's not talking about Truma? Maybe that's a mile of Truma. There's Achban Avim Shal Truma Askinan. Where the moment that you say this is truma, that's the equivalent of Kedushat HaGuf. When it comes to Kodesh, that's the equivalent of putting it in a kli. Making something truma is not a commitment, it's the thing. So it now becomes truma. There's no more you can do with it. By Kodesh, it's a commitment until it gets to Kedushat HaGuf. It's only a financial issue up until then. It's owned by Hedvish. That's immediate. The commitment is to use it for such and such a carbon. Until it becomes the carbon, it doesn't have Kedusha that is in its essence, it just has Kedusha in its value. So there you can distinguish between Kedushat Peh and Kedushat Kli. But if we're talking about Anovim that are Truma, you can't bring a Raya from here that Kedushat Peh is sufficient to kick in a Mila, because there's no separate Kedushat Peh and Kedushat Aguf when it comes to Truma. That is the Kedushat Aguf. So therefore, Ravimi, sorry, but this is no Raya at all. So it must be that, I mean, it still could be that when it comes to Kachim, you would need Kedushat Kli. So let's see that inside. Om Rav Yosef, Anovim Kamrit? You're going to use that as a proof? Hachaba Anovim Shal Truma Askinan. There is nothing else that you have but the Kedushat Peh. That is what makes it Truma. Avalhani de Boy Kli. It may well be that in the aforementioned case of the Mail of the Chag, over there, it may well be that lo avod rabbanan mala. Maybe the mala only kicks in when there's a kedushat aguf, not when there's a kedushat kli. So the question of abaya stands. You have not proven anything. By the way, you said dorchan. What do you mean dorchan? Dorchan. I mean, you didn't say anything about how much. Are you saying dorchan afilu tuva? You're telling me that you can go ahead and you can squeeze as much of this grape at one time as you want to, and the mashkin are not going to become tame as long as it wasn't kadosh before. Wasn't it Rabbi Yochanan who said that anavim shenitmeu dorchan pachot michal kebeitza? You have to be makbid to be careful you don't have a kebeitza left. You can't even start with a kebeitza because we're afraid. Exera, we said before, maybe you'll end up using the otermi kebeitza. But how could he have said over here just nonchalantly, go ahead and be dorech? How could you go ahead and be dorech? Maybe you have more than a kebeitza, you'll be metamia. Okay, fine, you know what? It could be. Maybe he assumes, Rabbi Yochanan, you'll understand, based on the other information, he's got to repeat everything all the time. We're not talking to fools, are we? If somebody knows that that's the halacha, so then fine, you'll understand that. What I mean when I say dorchan is obviously pachot pachot mikabetza. How else was it possible? Or there is another possibility. It could be that maybe, where do we say that you need to have pachot pachot mikabetza? That's talking about a case where the Nagel of the Rishon, they touched a Rishon Latuma, in which case the grapes themselves are a Sheni Latuma. If the grapes are a Sheni Latuma, then they will be Metame, the drops that come out of it, to be a Rishon again, because that's our claw. Kol HaPosilat HaTruma, Metameat HaMashkin Liyot Techila. Remember that rule. So now the Mashkin are going to come back, and they're going to be, in fact, Tomei, and now once they're Tomei, this is gonna keep going down, because now that they're Tchila, they could be Metamei others, and so on and so forth. Okay? Masha Enkein, the other case, is talking about, Hachu de Nogu, these Anovim themselves were not Nogea in a Rishon, but rather they were Nogu Besheni. If they were Nogu Besheni, then they themselves are a Shlishi. How did they become a Shlishi? They were Nasu Altairus Truma, let's say. So that you could, because by Chulin it wouldn't be anything. Remember, Chulin is not sensitive to Bichlal, to a Shlishi. Okay? So now, if you go ahead and you're Dorech them, and then you're Magdish them, they're Tahor. Doesn't matter how much, because you can't make anything Tame out of a Shlishi. Remember, what was the Klal? Kol HaMetame Es HaTruma is also Metame the Mashkin Lios Tchil. But a Shlishi will not be Metame Truma. In which case, they're not going to make the Mashkin a Risham either. Not going to make the Mashkin a Tchila. Therefore, in this case, what's your problem? You have a lot of Anavim that are what? You're going to make a Shlishi? So, who cares? Then what? Then you'll be Magdish them. So what? A Shlishi is not going to affect anything. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan says, who cares? It's not going to be no gear. Omar Rava Afanan Amitanina. Says Rava, the truth is, I can prove to you that straight up that the Rabbanan made mala bit kedushat peh without. Because then, if you were going to be magdish it afterwards, you're going to ruin whatever you were magdish.
Magdish the
sweet
grapes, the one
to make them truma. Even if you want to say truma. If it's a tchila, you're not going to ruin everything.
The tchila will make it into a rishon.
What do you mean tchila will make it into a
rishon?
Anything that it touches now will become tamei as if it touched a rishon. So what good is it going to do you now to be doreth it and not now to make it kodesh? Still, once you make it kodesh, it's going to become tamei. Rashi Einkei, if all that happens is that you've got a lot of mashka that's a shlishi, and now you make it truma, what's going to happen? Shlishi doesn't affect anything. Okay, so now, says Rava, we've got plenty of rayas from Mishnahs that the Rabbanan's ma'alot are triggered by Kedushat Peh. And you don't need Kedushat Aguf. I'll bring you an example. V'natan alav mayim chayim el keli, What do we learn from there? That when you're making a mechatat, so you're going to put now the efer hachatat into water. What type of water does that have to be? So it says you have to go and find a place of mayim chayim, and you put that mayim chayim into a container and then mix it with the efer pora. But it has to be mayim chayim. Now, the Rabbanan said, it has to be chiyutan de kli, which means that the very same kli that was used for drawing the water is the kli in which you're going to make now the mei parah. Isn't that what it says? The problem is that it also says vinatan. So where's the vinatan? It says vinatan alav mayim chayim el keli. If you're going to put something, you're obviously taking it from one container and putting it in another container. You're not just drawing it directly. So in other words, apparently, it appears that it's a mala. The way that you're understanding it, how can you be vinatan? It's only kosher if it's bechuber to the earth, and it has to be the same water that's going into the kli. So then it's not vinatan. Ella, what are you going to have to admit? That it's a mala, meaning that the chachamim, the rabbanim, were the one who mitakein this idea of chayin el keli, the idea of chiyut on the keli, and they made it sound like it's a diorita. So it's an esmachta, essentially. Ochet, and it's so defined. This is mechatat, meparaduma. That's the way in which it has to be treated.
The time you drew the water.
I'll bring you another example. Tavalvi Allah. It says like this. Somebody was tummy. And he goes ahead and he goes to the mikvah. So now he's still going to be a tzvuyon. So it says over there, ochel b'maaser. At that point, he's allowed to eat maaser. And he keeps still getting truma. But, harif shimsho, it says uba shemesh v'taher. At that point, he becomes kosher to eat truma. But he can't eat kachim. Now, why can't he eat kachim? He can't eat kachim, meaning if there still is a kapara that needs to be brought. Amai, tohoru. You see that there's a difference there for mala, achinami mala. Now this is the erasing. But all we're trying to prove is that you cannot bring me a raya from one set of halachas to another set of halachas, because there may be a mala in one that doesn't exist in the other. So when it comes to the dinim of tuma, it's tar, because you were zoreya. Whether you're talking about liquid that you put into a mikveh, or whether you're talking about truma that you put into the ground. Whatever it is that you put into the ground or into the water becomes tahar. Lovely. But if it's truma, whoops, mala. Can't eat it. If it's kodesh, mala. Can't use it on the mizbeah. Torah says that it's considered to be a perfectly kosher mechatas. Is it or isn't it? Mala. Torah says that he's tar. Torah says he's not tar. Make up your mind. Is he tar or is he not tar? So clearly, there are different considerations for different sets of halachas, even in the Oraisa. So why is everybody so concerned with this problem over here of the truma, that you do like truma, even though it says that it nitma, it becomes tar with the zriya? Mala. I could bring you many examples of such things. There wasn't even a problem in the first place. Omer of Ashi, I'll bring you another example. Didn't we say before that you can have, when it comes to Kodesh, that was the extra viha basar called Tar Yochal basar. What's the viha basar we're talking about, basar? So we said over there, Rabot Taitzim Levona, that even if you have wood or frankincense, none of which is edible, and nonetheless it's tummy. How is it possible? These things cannot be makabel tumah because they're not foodstuff. Elamala. And once again, you're saying the definition of what is makabel tumah for chulin and for kodesh is different. The different halacha have different sets of criteria. And therefore, achanami mala. Why can't we say that vis-a-vis the dinim of tumah, there's one criteria about zriya, and vis-a-vis the dinim of truma, there's another set of criteria? So, Mamela, the whole issue should not have troubled anyone in the first place. You had to wait until you were made fun of by Rabbi Yirmiya to know that there's two different levels in which you... It's clear. At least once he said it, it is. Abaya Baravim, Rabbi Chanina Baravim, Zamer Trum, Esbei Rabba. Talk about Rava Bar Mas Amalu. My Amrita Betruma is the Beimar. Amru Lay, okay, just come clean already and tell us what you're going to attack us with. My gosh, Alaha. Amalu Tznan Shtile Truma Shnitmu Vishatlan Torim Milatame, Vyasurim Milacho. I wanted to know, Vichiniakata Torim Milatame, Amayasurim Milacho. Amru Lay, Archi Amaraba, Bayasurim, Asurim Zorim. My Kamashman on that. Can you do like Truma Truma? It says that the Farish, Gidule Truma Truma. That don't try to tell me that the Kiddush Rabbi is Gidule Gidule. that it's considered to be truma. Hanami tanina, hateva gidulav mutarin, only b'davar shezaro kala. Avo b'davar shein zaro kala, afila gidula gidula marisurim b'achila. Ishtiku. All right, we give up. Maybe you know something about the matter, is that possible? Omalo, yep. Alkiam Rapshashas. By Asurin. So happy you asked. Asurin the Kohanim. Hoyo the Ifsu the Hesachadas. Say, Elamandiam Rezachadas, Psalagufa, Bishaper. Elamandiam Rezachadas, Psal Tumahabi. Maikala Neymar. That's what you were hearing when you said Bris. Huh? The darkness of Bozal. You picked it up right away. Dietmar. Hezradas Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psul Tumahavi. Rabbi Shimon Lo Shomer Psul Agufavi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psul Tumahavi Shim Yavoi Eliyovi Yitarenu Shomimlo. Rabbi Shimon Lo Shomer Psul Agufavi Shim Yavoi Eliyovi Yitarenu Ein Shomimlo. Eitzvei Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch Amar Lu Katan Haya Ben Kevesh Labizbeach B'Ma'aravo Shel Kevesh Shisham Ayu Zorkin Psulei Chatataov. And then to Ubar Tzorah, Tam Yotzin Obeit HaSrifa. See, I'm a Bishlein Mepsul Tuma, Havi Mishum Achi Boi Ibur Tzorah, Shema Yavo Eliyo V'Yetaharena, Eli Yam Repsul Aguf, Lamli Ubur Tzorah, V'Tran Zeh Klal, Ko Shepsulo V'Gufo Yisoret Miyad, B'Dam U'Baalim, to Ubar Tzorah, Tam Yotzin Obeit HaSrifa, Omar Lein, well, maybe I Tana Tanevei Rabba Barabuo, Yom Afilu Pigo Tawun Ibur Tzorah, Eitvei. Nit Bashin Salabasar Shiatzakhuzikalai Mibli Yatamis Rok, Rabbi Yeshua Merlo Yisrok, Umod, Rabbi Yeshua Shim Zarakurza. Now, what did he mean by Nifsal? I mean, only Hezchadat, I assume. What else could it mean? See, I'm going to be Shlem Epsulatuma Havi and Meshkach Tabratzitz. Eliam Epsulaguf Havi, Amai Maratzitz. No, my Nifsal, Nifsalatruyon. But you already said Tomei. Trek Avni Tomei. Kisola Groven on the Shemites Kavinir of Yermia. The Amar Bavloi Tikshoi Mishum the Yasri Barata Hashucha Amrit and Shmaita Tana Machashku. Losh Miela Chaoda Ripshim and Lakh Shmaita Roshia Mea Chag Shinitimu Hishikan Vakakak Hikdishan Torin Hikdishan Vakakak Hishikan Tmei Mirta Israel Nino. What's Nafkinina? Hishikan Akakak Hikdishan Malik Dishan Akakak Hishikan. Alma, you're going to have to say that there's another set of criteria for Kodesh. It ain't Zriel HaHegdash. Hachinami ain't Zriel HaTruma. Yotzer Abdimi V'Kabal HaLashmai Tzor Malay Abaya. When he said Hegdishan, did he mean B'Kli Avu B'Peh Lo Avad Rabban Amala? Or Dilmi even B'Peh Avad Rabban Amala? Or Marlay Ravdimi Zulo Shamati? But Kayotzi Ba Shamati. Gom Rabbe Vorm Rabbi Yochanan. Anavim Shenitma'u. Darkan v'akakach ikdishan taorim ikdishan v'akakach darkan tmeim. Now I thought to myself, anavim isn't that kedushat apeh? V'afilu ochi ovid rabban and mala. Omer of Yosef anavim kamed. Maybe it's talking about anavim truma, which is kedushat apeh is the equivalent of kedushat aguf. Aval hani the water the boy kli maybe bepeh lo ovid rabban and mala. Darkan. When you said you can be Doreh, you didn't say how much. Are you telling me Afilo Tuva? Me Omer of Yochanan Anochi. Omer of Yochanan Anochi Shnitmu Dorchan only Pachot Pachot Bikebeitza. If it could mean that, Boite Machinami Pachot Michu Pachot Bikebeitza. Viboite Mahat and the Nogel of Berisha. Davlu Inusheni. Achad and Nogel of Sheni Avalu Shlishi. Omar Rova Afanan Amitinim. And Atana Lot Maim Chayim Al Keli. Shetehechi yutan bekli. V'natan, what do you mean v'natan? Atter tzvushin. V'mechubarim ninu. Ela, you'll have to say it's a malo. Zochinami malo. Om Reb Shimi Barashi, afananami tnina. Taval v'yala ochel b'maser. Herif shimsho ochel b'truma. Only truma, but not kotshim. Amai tohoru. Ela malo, afanami malo. Om Reb Ashi, afananami tnina. V'habasar l'rabot et ha'itzim l'vona. Eitzim l'vona. B'nei ha'tmuyin in elam ala. Achinamim ala.